Hello and welcome to episode 123 of Geek Grills. The Geek Grills podcast is supported primarily by our patrons. Please go to patreon.com/grills and support us today. I am 9 of 12 and I am joined by, well, I will be joined by my co-host, the Jen, in a little bit. She's on her way home from work. And right now, I am joined by the Reverend Barney, who you may or may not know is on a little show called Heresy and Hearsay with me. So this will actually serve as both podcasts this week, and we're going to do live coverage of the State of the Union. If you're watching live, you see I've got my MST3K bots prepared for heckling. I have a whole list of nicknames for 45. Sorry, but I don't use his name, so that's what I'm doing. This is way more political than we ever get on Grills, but it's what Heresy and Hearsay is always about. So we're not going to be pulling punches. Go ahead and send your hate mail and troll all you want, and we'll feed you tonight, because why not? What the hell? It's got to be done.
So I'm Reverend Barney, and you can find me on Twitter at SethRothII. That's I'm a huge Final Fantasy fan, but it also has a religious connotation as well. You can also find myself and Ember on our podcast at Heresy and Hearsay, where we're reclaiming faith through political discourse. And you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, iTunes. We have a Patreon as well for Heresy and Hearsay, and at heresyandhearsay.com.
I want to apologize to all of our live viewers. There's going to be a little tech difficulty here and there. Barney is in a hotel room, and all listeners know how that Wi-Fi could be, and he's using his phone, but we're still having some video issues. And hey, I see the Jen! And you can hear the crowd. Woo, the excitement. So my son today, I picked him up from school, and he's like, "How was your day?" I said, "Oh, it was okay. How was yours?" He said, "I learned about the designated survivor."
Are you talking about the person that has to stay behind?
Yep.
During any political event where they basically draw straws?
Yeah.
Well, it's not quite like that, but basically it's because of the 25th.
Because somebody can't go in case somebody, well, my husband put it, in case the Joker shows up and blows it all to hell.
Yeah, so according to the 25th Amendment, there's the sequence of who would take over in the case of the resignation, removal, or death of the president. And there's a really long list of everybody in that order. And so one person stays away from the event so that if in the event something did happen to the event, we have.
Yep. I wonder who that is tonight. Do either of you know?
It's always like the secretary of something you didn't know had a secretary. It's kind of like,
or you didn't know they were in line of succession, at least, right? So you get
I mean, didn't they do a TV show about that starring Kiefer Sullivan? Kiefer Sullivan.
I feel like
called Designated Survivor, because basically I think like there was some terrorist attack that happened and during the State of the Union that, or something to that effect, and he was like the only one, so he became president, and that's what that show is about for like two seasons.
You are 100% correct. As a lower level cabinet member, Tom Kirkman never imagined something would happen. Oh, look at that hilarity instinct. I mean,
well, yeah, let's hope we never have to see that actually play out.
But yeah, it's usually some lower level cabinet member.
So everybody, that's the Jen.
Hi.
And Jen, this is going to be the Heresy and Hearsay episode this week as well. So why don't you go ahead and give an introduce to the folks that listen to that show, and not necessarily the Grills yet, and let them know who you are.
Yeah, I'm the Jen. I normally stream. These days I have not been stream capable, but soon. But I have been doing the Geek Grills podcast with Ember, and We've been doing it for many, many years now.
Right?
A couple years now. Yeah, it's been an adventure. I can't wait to do as long as we have it. We're like 120-something episodes now. It's crazy. But, yeah, I'm Jen. I play video games. I'm a nerd. I like politics. I actually have a degree in politics, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, come on.
I mean... No, I sort of kind of do. Right? So I'm a Blizzard fangirl, Marvel fangirl, and part of the reason why Ember and I became friends.
Yeah, playing games. What have you been up to this week, Barney?
This week I've been playing Hearthstone. My favorite deck right now is a Hunter's deck called I Hunt Alone. I absolutely love that build, because that means I don't have to worry about creatures. I just create creatures out of thin air. It's great. And that deck wins more times than it loses. I am also a fan of mage decks. Right now I have a elemental deck it's playing right now in my ear. I apologize. And so with Jaina being the Frost Queen. So that's, you know, Jaina is my favorite character. So I always spend more time building up those mage decks than anything else. But my I Hunt Alone deck is a really great deck.
As a side note, I'm gonna apparently Trump's situation of having multiple secretaries actually complicated the designated survivor designation for this event. So literally 2 minutes ago they announced that it was actually Energy Secretary and former Texas Governor Rick Perry.
Oh my god.
So there you go.
Which just brought to mind
the chair appoints as members of the committee
I'm
currently, I think, on the CBS News, but I would let me get to the PBS.
The gentleman from South Carolina, Mr. Potter. The gentleman from New Mexico, Mr. Lujan. The gentleman from New York, Mr. Jeffries. The gentlewoman from Massachusetts, Ms. Clark.
Did you guys talk about the reinvitation?
The gentlewoman from California, Miss Hill.
We have not. We haven't really talked about anything yet because we.
The gentleman from California, Mr. McCarthy.
Because we're just now starting.
Yeah, we're just now starting. Yeah, I'm in a hotel room, so like I have really, I'm using cell service right now, so I'm using my data.
But I mentioned a little bit on Heresy last week because it's so like.
Mr. Walker.
Treating him like the child he behaves like. I feel like.
Well, part of it is like it's a security concern. I do think the security concern is worthwhile reason to make a change. And of course, everybody is like, "Oh, this is a political play," and I'm like, "Or it's a play to make sure that nothing terrible happens. How about that?" That's also a thing.
We behave like grown-ups. We do the same way it's supposed to be done.
Senator from Iowa. Mr.
This
Grassley.
Is actually technically, Senator from I invite Wyoming, you to come do Mr. Barassa, this, asshole. You don't
Senator
just
from Missouri, Mr. Yeah. Blunt.
Yes, Senator because the three Iowa, branches are actually Ms. separate, Ernest. And this is basically Senator the big deal Indiana, is. It's the time when Senator the executive branch is invited to leave Senator the West Wing Illinois, of the White House Mr. and Durbin. Head down to the Capitol,
Senator from Washington,
and it's one of those
Mrs.
times.
Murray.
Is they do it professional that I miss it, Ms. where they all start walking in and everybody the like from waves and it's the guys Warren, walking into the oh,
the Senator from Minnesota, Ms. Klobuchar,
and, doing roll
and
call.
The Senator
they're
from Wisconsin, Ms. Baldwin.
Our socialist heroine.
Oh, here's the president.
Oh, there's our president. Sorry, okay. Those words are rough.
Members of the escort committee
makes me kind of throw up in my mouth a little.
Lobby doors.
So what are some of the names you have picked out for the Phantom Menace tonight?
Oh, well. I saved the whole list from my buddy Greg Proops because I just love his take on this whole thing. I haven't listened to his show in a while, but I got a list. Can I hear the whole list?
Well, as he speaks...
Although Rob had a good one, because we put that MST3K thing in the stream. And so he is like, well, you have to use, like, Bigly McLies Huge, which is a callback to an old original MST3K episode where there's Big McLarge Huge and Chunk McBeefsteak, where they all riff over the guy as he shows up in this movie, Space Mutiny.
I would like to note that I am very glad that we have now much more multiple options for streaming the address. As a person who has not had like standard television for a while now, it's been really frustrating to not be able to access things like this. So I'm glad it was so easy.
I remember, I think it was in the 2016 election that they did all of the debates on, or was it the 2012? One of the two, they did all of the debates on like Xbox Live, where you could watch them on Xbox Live as well. So for a while, I've been like Jen, where I just watch either on my phone or, you know, with my computer or whatever, anything that I want to watch. So I'm glad that they have this as well, to where you can watch it multiple ways.
Well, I've always been a fan of watching on, like, C-SPAN, so that I don't have...
Yeah.
Ironically, because here we are doing commentary, but I don't have the commentary of just talking heads, so there's not an agenda. And if I don't catch this kind of, you know, a lot of speeches, I just skip, and then I read the transcript. Because it feels like an objective way to look at it.
Yeah, I agree. I really enjoyed Barack Obama as a speaker, so any opportunity I had to listen to him speak live and watch it, it was really worthwhile to me. So it was frustrating when I didn't always get to watch those. I really, really enjoy watching him speak. And we haven't had a lot of presidents in the last 20 years or so that have that kind of a command, you know? That
oh,
just,
he was so
it's something
eloquent.
You can't really have, or you can't teach that. Like, that's just something people have or they don't.
Well, it's like, and I know he's problematic in this day and age, but Bill Clinton could give a speech.
Yes, yeah, I yeah, it's the one that comes to mind aside from that, but it is a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I fortunately got to see Barack Obama several times, so that was quite a thing.
Well, I saw him speak when he was a senator, and I lived in Illinois, and he spoke at one of the universities, and he told us not to get up to any shenanigans and go make sure we go to class. That was the first time I had really seen him, and I don't know, I never would have thought that he'd become president, but it makes sense. And then I actually walked several miles the day before election day when Obama got elected in Manassas, Virginia, to hear him speak or see him speak there live the night before the election.
Yeah, I started following earlier on. I have some really good fancy transcripts I was given as a delegate. That was kind of neat. There's just live things. Although one of the closest ever was, other than the 2012 delegate space, because North Carolina we got right up front because it was here. I was handling I was working to organize the volunteers at like Hickory High School. And so after we got all the volunteers set up, I went ahead and got in the media area. Although I didn't get to shake his hand, and my son still makes fun of me, because my son did. Because he got brought in later by a teacher because I couldn't pick him up from school. And they got sat right in the front row to like fill in space behind the candidate at that point, who was really, really late and was hot and took forever to get there. It was the same day he had to disavow his pastor.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was really hard because for folks that haven't gone to these small political venues, small venues where it's a political event, like schools, for security reasons, they have to shut down the AC. And so when it takes a few extra hours for the candidate to show up, it's quite unpleasant. So what else? What have I been up to? Boring stuff, doing my taxes. I broke Kingdom Hearts 3. all the audio, but the music quit working.
He was leading off with jobs. I'm actually a little bit surprised that's the first thing he talked.
And he's also sniffling he's also sniffling like he was at the debate.
I gotta say, his...
He actually looks nice tonight. I'm actually kind of impressed.
I really think he has switched to a proper spray tan. That or somebody finally changed
the bulbs in
his booth.
Well, I think what they're doing is they're actually doing the spray tan so that the eyes, it's always been those eyes. So I think he was getting real tans. I think, tanning booth and stuff, but you put those little goggles to protect your eyes, so.
Well, good for the makeup person.
By the way, did we talk about the women wearing white tonight for the message? I don't know if they just showed that on screen, so I just want to make sure to mention. So this is... So there's dozens of women in Congress are using fashion basically as a tool to send a message and stand out, to show solidarity, and it's actually kind of cool.
Excellent.
Crusade, the Allied liberation of Europe in World War II. On D-Day,
okay.
1944, 15,000 young American men jumped from the sky, and 60,000 more stormed in from the sea to save our civilization from tyranny. Here with us tonight are three of those incredible heroes. Private First Class Joseph Riley, Staff Sergeant Irving Locker, and Sergeant Herman Zajcik.
Oh my gosh, these guys are very, very, very...
You know what? I'm glad...
Do you have to make him stand, poor guy?
Why are you making the old man stand?
Like, he was waving. Just waving. I just want to circle back to the women wearing white. That's a suffragette thing, by the way, just historically. And it's about women and families. And it's the House Dem Women. If you ever want to follow them on Twitter, it's House Dem Women. And I really encourage you to do that. They've been up to some interesting things.
Gentlemen, in 2019, we also celebrate 50 years since brave young pilots through space.
Can you see me, guys?
On the face through space of the moon. To plant the American
okay.
flag.
Half
a century on the face later, of the moon. We are joined by half one of a the century Apollo.
It just got quiet, and I can't hear anything right now on my feed. That's wonderful.
Astronaut Buzz Aldrin. That flag, Buzz Aldrin.
I really think that his hair looks the best it's looked in a long time, and I know it's silly, but that's.
I keep screaming out.
I can hear both of you, though.
I can hear you, too, as well, so that's a plus.
Barney, you're really loud in the room.
Thank you, Buzz.
I'll talk
this
softer.
This year, American astronauts will go back to space. This year,
American astronauts
will go back to space on American rockets.
Rockets.
I mean, we were supposed to do it in 2006, so why not?
Didn't he cut funding for NASA?
Yeah. No, well, to be fair, the biggest cut, well, I'm not going to. Gore didn't help with
science. No.
Redefine the middle class.
Transform science.
And
redefine the middle class.
When you get down to it, there's nothing anywhere in the world.
When you get down to it,
that can compete
with America.
There's nothing anywhere in the world that can compete with America.
Germany, Finland, Sweden.
So can we not redefine the middle class? Can we just not have a classist system? Can we just don't have classes? Like, I'd prefer that, personally.
No, I would, too. As a socialist, I completely agree with that.
I just feel like...
boldly and bravely into the next chapter of this great American adventure. And we must create a new standard of living for the 21st century. An amazing quality of life for all of our citizens is within reach. We can make our community safer, our family stronger, our culture richer, our faith deeper, and our middle class bigger and more prosperous than ever before.
Oh, so like the opposite of the text that I'm going with now. Anyone else I know in middle class? I'm taking a really big hit right now.
Hey, I don't own a house. I'm not married, and I have no kids. And I'm on a commission-based salary. Yeah, taxes are awesome.
But we must.
I pay a lot of them, but I would like them to go to things
of revenge, resistance, and
like healthcare. Free college.
Healthcare and education would be nice. I have a mortgage in the form of a student loan bill.
Yeah, so do I. Oh, there's a...
Damn, look at that face.
Wow, that's like a sea of white.
No, it's really awesome. So the idea is that it's almost 100 years since women got the right to vote, and so there's approximately 100 women serving in Congress. So it's kind of a...
We can bridge old divisions, heal old wounds, build new coalitions, forge new solutions, and unlock the extraordinary promise of America's...
Has he said anything of substance?
The decision is ours to make.
America is a great nation. We should be a great nation. We should continue to be a great nation. We're America. The United States is a country we live in.
America.
Is he getting lost in the script, or they purposely write it in his style of repeating half sentences over and over in the same ones?
I do like that we're going to talk about unity.
No,
we led off with, like, this isn't a Republican, this isn't a Democratic agenda, this is the American agenda, unity, blah, 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 blah.
Over the last 2 years, my administration has moved with urgency and historic
speed. I'm glad she's not leaning down. She was leaning down
awkwardly before. Leaders of both parties over many decades. In just over 2 years since the election, we have launched an unprecedented economic boom, a boom that has rarely been seen before. There's been nothing.
Okay.
Like it.
They've
I'm
created
sorry, what?
5.3 million new jobs and importantly added 600,000 new manufacturing jobs, something which almost.
That is actually true. But that's because we're moving it back from other countries
but
back
the fact
to here.
Is, we are just
because they're no longer as low
started.
Labor costs anymore. I literally wrote a paper about this last night.
Well, and those jobs are not providing the kind of pay and benefits that they used to back in the day. It's not exactly a return to that kind of upward mobility that it used
wages
to be to bring manufacturing
here. Wages are
rising
at the fastest pace in decades.
Well, no, it's going to reinforce the blue-collar worker again.
Workers.
Oh, my God. What just happened?
They're growing faster than anyone else.
That was really unsettling.
Possible. Nearly 5 million Americans have been lifted off food stamps.
Because you...
lifted off.
Because we don't want to give them benefits because we can't afford it. They've been lifted off in...
into oblivion is what... Yeah. They're now starving. Thanks. Yeah.
The U.S. economy is growing almost twice as fast today as when I took office. And we are... considered far and away the hottest economy anywhere in the world. Not even
yeah, close. Hot like terrifying. Stay away from it because nobody knows where it's headed right now. Like
yeah.
That? Is that what you mean?
Has reached the lowest rate in over half a century.
That's because their benefits have run out. And therefore they can't file anymore and fall
that's
off.
Right.
(clears throat)
I'm so lucky to have a job with benefits. I am so grateful every day.
I had to get a job with benefits because I didn't have one, and I suffered for 3 years untreated with a lot of stuff.
Ever recorded.
Because their benefits have run out. And they don't count those that drop off.
Yeah.
Unemployment for Americans with disabilities. I know Barney was just saying that, but just to reiterate, that's
reached an all-time low.
Veterans with disabilities are at all-time low as far as benefits. That's because you cut them out too. Oh, I feel the anger raging.
Are working now than at any time in the history of our country. 157.
How hard is it to sit behind that man? And just like,
well, right? if it's Pence,
no, and not make faces when he's like, it's at an all-time low, and she's just like, imagine, like, and doubled the you just like do a mantra, like, water off a duck's back, like, what is
there's
it?
There's so much more working because people have to have 3 and 4 jobs to survive, like. That's the part of those numbers that, like, is a big goddamn deal. I know people are, like, have degrees and they're working, you know, in retail and fast food and whatever the hell.
And also,
yeah, my husband's like, how's Nancy going to sit there and not just flip the bird the whole time?
The very unpopular Obamacare individual mandate penalty.
And that's why Obamacare can no longer be afforded by poor people because of the mandate is gone, which is absolutely
and to give critically ill patients access to life-saving cures. We passed
and my premiums
very importantly
in my
right to try
employer insurance that we do have in my family. We're going down. And now they're going up again.
That's because my without the mandate, healthy people don't get on health care.
In a short period of time than any other administration during its entire tenure.
Oh, where's the fact check on that one? He constantly, it makes me a little crazy.
To our country
that our Oompa Loompa oligarch
thanks to our historic
uses so much hyperbole.
In taxes and regulations.
By the way, for those of you that are watching and like to kind of know what's being talked about and catch it and have links that go up pretty quickly, I recommend Politico for any live events. When I didn't have video, that's what I used to do, and they're still doing a great job on there. They do a complete transcript as it happens and also provide links.
And I think they also do fact-checking.
Live fact-checking, exactly. And it says that give critically ill patients access to life-saving cures. They pass very importantly, right to try. And then Sarah Overmold says, that we know of, only 2 patients have used the right to try pathway passed in March to gain access to experimental medicines. So 2 people.
2!
Wow.
2
After 24
highly
months
effective
of rapid progress, our economy is the envy of the world. Our military is the most powerful on earth.
That's because most of my taxes go to the military.
I was gonna say, so that's where all of my money goes. Now, to be fair, I am not opposed to that. I like security.
I like security, but there's a better way to do it. And it's not a wall. I know that's coming up.
America is again winning each and every day.
Did he just say that?
Did he just hashtag winning us right now in the State of the Union? That really just happened?
Members of Congress, the state of our union is strong.
What
channel is that monetizing going on?
It's going on Trump's channel.
Did you hear about that, Jen? You can donate to the Trump campaign and they'll scroll your name during the address. He monetized it. And it was like
so
$35, and then it was $5, and then it was a bargain at $1.
Our country is vibrant, and our economy is thriving like never before. On Friday, it was announced...
Or like it did before we had a mortgage jobs
last month alone.
Yeah.
Followed by
the
a recession.
Number expected.
And we're still, look, it takes 2 to 4 years for the stuff that a previous administration does for it to go into effect. So we're still reaping the benefits of the Obama thing. When those tax cuts start hitting, or those tax raising starts hitting, then we'll start seeing the economy crash again.
Wars, politics,
well, especially with the state of the stock market right now.
Partisan mm-hmm. investigations.
We're back into a boom bust thing that we were before the 20s and, you know, and beyond. From 1950 to when Reagan took office was the best because we had such strong laws against the stock market.
There cannot be war and investigation. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, well, also, just breaking the law is not a good idea, and it needs to be dealt with.
Oh, don't investigate. That's just gross.
Of cooperation can start with finally confirming the more than 300 highly qualified nominees who are still stuck in the Senate, in some cases years and years waiting. Not
then give me Merrick Garland, and then I'm cool with whatever the hell you want.
How many of Obama's sat in limbo? Not just, I'm talking the lower court.
The Senate has failed to act on these nominations, which is unfair to the nominees and very unfair to our country.
I agree. Can you go back and let's just push through the Merrick Garland one? I'm good.
Believe it or not,
yeah. Is that a problem?
We have already proven.
Yeah, because the guy that they got on there, Jesus Christ, that's a whole other.
Both parties came together to pass unprecedented legislation to confront the opioid crisis, a sweeping new farm bill, historic VA reforms, and after 4 decades of rejection, we passed VA accountability so that we can finally terminate those who mistreat our wonderful veterans.
Now, didn't it also basically...
That legislation was already in the works?
And didn't it also push towards privatizing the VA?
Well, what happened with the job creation started under Obama, because when Obama took office, it was during a recession. So that work started then. It's just like when everybody was like, oh, Bill Clinton was responsible for the surplus. Technically, he really wasn't. He just happened to be in office when it happened. But a lot of that was from the work done beforehand.
Oh, he cut so many programs. I was like really I was subject to cutting cuts. I had to quit school.
I heard through friends.
Well, we all know I have wonderful feelings about the Johnson.
I was deeply moved. In 1997, Alice was sentenced to life in prison as a first-time nonviolent drug offender. Over the next 22 years,
are we really parading this out there? Is this like a
inspiring others to choose a better path? She had a big impact on that prison population and far beyond. Alice's story underscores the disparities and unfairness that can exist in criminal sentencing and the need to remedy this total injustice. She served almost...
I mean, I think this is impressive. That makes me very happy.
I'm really surprised. This is not their party line.
For the remainder of her life.
But it's good. He granted her clemency, huh?
I commuted Alice's sentence. When I saw Alice's beautiful family greet her at the prison gates hugging and kissing and crying and laughing. I knew I did something right. Alice is with us tonight, and she is a terrific woman.
The friend that reached out was Kanye and Kim Kardashian West.
Right.
So, when you're friends with the Kardashians, and so what have I been saying? Celebritas, man. It's a form of cap.
That's just insane.
Like, that's not reform.
I still think it's glad that he said it.
One commuted sentence because the Kardashians asked you to is not, and crazy Kanye is not reform.
Reminding us that we always have the power to shape our own destiny.
And here's the thing that's also good PR because she's a person of color.
Oh, yeah.
Now, at the same time, I do think that that is a good image and a powerful message. And I can appreciate that portion for what it is. But you can't treat that as an effort to deal with a very, very problematic situation. That is way, way bigger.
I mean, think about all of the men.
If there was any policy being enacted, that would be one thing. Not
this legislation reformed sentencing laws
commuting
that have wrongly
for publicity
and
sent,
disproportionately
but now let him make some promises and keep
the African American community. The First Step Act gives nonviolent offenders the chance to reenter society as productive, law-abiding citizens. Now states across the country are following our lead. America is a nation that believes in redemption. We are also joined tonight by Matthew Charles from Tennessee. In 1996, at the age of 30, Matthew was sentenced to 35 years for selling drugs and related offenses. Over the next two decades, he completed more than 30 Bible studies, became a law clerk, and mentored many of his fellow inmates. Now Matthew is the very first person to be released from prison under the first.
So what is the First Step Act? I'm not aware of
it. So the idea is that if it's a first-time offense, and I think it has to do with, like, nonviolence, then you have an opportunity to not go into prison, but to go through some kind of a more probationary situation. And I think what they're saying is that he should have been under that act. But that's what I'm saying. Is this a going forward?
Matthew. Welcome home.
One can hope because, I mean.
Well, yeah, I mean, I come from California where the three strikes law is one of the most horrific things that could ever. It was horrendous. And they're finally letting people out now that marijuana is legal to people that went there for marijuana to
Congress
like get taken care of and get released over
to pass
time.
A bill that will fund our government, protect our homeland.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Secure our very dangerous southern border. Now is the time for Congress to show the world that America is committed to ending.
Wasn't your wife a
putting the ruthless coyotes, cartels, drug dealers.
So should I be personally feel like that's for my protection, considering I live in Tucson? Is that for me?
I wonder what horror stories he's going to trudge up about illegal immigrants.
Speak. Large organized caravans are on the march to the United States. We have just heard that Mexican cities, in order to remove the illegal immigrants from their communities, are getting trucks and buses to bring them up to our
head shake.
In areas where there is little border protection. I have ordered another 3,750 troops to our southern border to prepare.
And you know what? They're
this
still separating families at the border.
Onslaught.
Yeah.
This is a moral issue. The lawless state of our southern border.
They're coming for asylum, which is legal under the law, and you are denying that.
Of all America.
Both international and.
We have a moral duty.
Yeah, Ted Hassan is already on at the Immigration Reporter. Many of the so-called caravan migrants who recently arrived in northern Mexico intend to seek asylum lawfully in the U.S., according to media reports. A separate caravan that provoked Trump's ire in the run-up to November's midterm elections did clash with the Mexican authorities when crossing into that country from Guatemala, but much of its travel was...
...enrich our nation and strengthen our society in countless ways.
Why do they keep showing her? Who is she?
I want people to come into our country in the largest numbers.
Lots of talk about the fact that the First Step Act is a part of more legislative intentions and another package to come for 2019 having to do with reform of the justice or the criminal justice system. As you can imagine, it's the most popular thing, one of the most popular
Tonight
things that Trump has ever
to defend pushed. Our very dangerous southern border out of love and devotion to our fellow citizens and to our country. No issue better illustrates the divide between America's working class and America's political class than...
Can we just not have different classes?
Wealthy politicians yeah. and donors push for open
and
borders.
And it's, we have talked about this ad nauseum on our show.
Walls and divide and guards.
Great.
Meanwhile, working class Americans are left to pay the price for mass illegal immigration.
Immigration is down, and it's
jobs,
down the lowest in 26 years.
Overburdened schools, hospitals that are so crowded you can't get in, increased crime.
I just can't figure out if that's Gillibrand or not that they keep flashing to.
Tolerance for illegal.
Why would she be standing up for that stuff?
Is not compassionate. It is actually very cruel. One in three women is sexually assaulted on the long journey north. Smugglers use migrant children as human pawns to exploit our laws and gain access to our country. Human traffickers and sex traffickers take advantage of the wide open areas between our ports of entry to smuggle thousands.
I feel like there are so many euphemisms right now that I can't even take this seriously. I just can't handle it right now. I'm trying not to, but I feel like there's so many word choices here that are so deliberate.
Oh, I'm so angry.
Oh, it's a fucking twisted.
Our border.
Because they're
blood stuff into that our cities,
works,
including meth, heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl.
Oh, Jesus Christ. There he's talking about MS-13. Oh, my God.
Now operates in at least 20 different American states, and they almost all come through our southern border.
What?
Just yesterday, an MS-13 gang member was taken into custody for a fatal shooting on a subway platform in New York City. We are removing these
gang. You're removing family members by the thousands. You're removing mothers and children by ICE. You're not doing anything to gang members because they are dangerous and your ICE members won't go after
year after year.
I mean, can we talk about the number of women that are sexually assaulted just in the U.S. already?
Illegal aliens,
right?
Like,
and can't get help.
Can we talk about the number of women in the U.S. that are sexually trafficked here in the States or are sent abroad? That is more than them coming and bringing women
here tonight.
Oh no!
Is Deborah abyssal. Just 3 weeks ago, Deborah's parents, Gerald and Sharon, were burglarized and shot to death in their Reno.
Thanks, Ted Hessen. He's on point right now. Mexican cartels typically transport drugs over the border through ports of entry, according to 2015 threat assessment by the Drug Enforcement Administration. A similar DEA report last year found that almost all heroin seized by border officials came through ports of entry. The DEA said high purity fentanyl, a synthetic opioid, blah, 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 tends to come directly from China.
Deborah, Heather Madison, please stand. Few can understand your pain.
I am sorry that she lost family members.
Thank you very much.
I am sorry with all of my soul that she lost her parents.
By the way, I heard about this because my mother was in Reno.
An interesting fact is there have been more killings and brutalizings by border agents of people than there have by, like, all immigrants, let alone illegal, like, immigrants that have caught. Yeah.
I will never forget.
And I saw an article about it. I need to verify this. And I kept looking.
And
yeah.
Of Gerald and Sharon, that it should never happen again. Not one more American life should be lost because our nation failed to control its.
How about we control the guns that are in this nation that causes them to be able to do this shit?
I was going to say, there's a reason that my family that lives in Reno, Nevada, all have weapons in their homes, and that's because everybody else has weapons in their homes.
Including those charged or convicted of nearly 100,000 assaults. 30,000 sexual.
We all know
American lives.
Let's talk about the time that I was the target of. Like, what does that tell you?
Law enforcement heroes, ICE Special Agent Elvin Hernandez. When Elvin.
First off, why are you politicizing that? An ICE member.
We all know how much. Oh, no, that's not ICE. That's Department of Homeland Security. Don't forget, I'm very familiar with the Department of Homeland Security Drug Enforcement Division.
Little too familiar.
I don't know. Tori will have to hear it another time.
His family legally immigrated to the United States from the Dominican Republic. At the age of 8, Elvin told his dad he wanted to become a special agent. Today, he leads investigations into the scourge of international sex trafficking. Elvin says that if I can make sure these young girls get their justice, I've really done my job. Thanks to his work and that of his incredible colleagues, more than 300 women and girls have been rescued from the horror.
More than 300.
Terrible situation.
We've disrupted thousands of families. Tens of thousands of families
have been put behind.
And here's the thing.
What about that party happening in the. Sorry.
That's what. Okay. No, what I'm. What. Now, are those cases from people in the U.S. doing this? Or are these cases of people, you know, illegal immigrants? That's my question. And there's not an answer for that because he didn't say that. He just said,
don't get me wrong. I want every single man, woman, and child to be safe. Like, that is the reason why you have government, so that you have an opportunity to come together and be safe and have your right to pursue your life and whatnot. But come on.
My administration has sent to Congress a common sense proposal to end the crisis on the southern border. It includes humanitarian assistance, more law enforcement, drug detection at our ports, closing loopholes that enable child smuggling, and plans for a new physical barrier or wall to secure the vast areas between our ports of entry. In the past, most of the people in this room voted for a wall, but the proper wall never got built. I will get it built.
What is that? I live in a, maybe it's because I live in a, like a border area, you know, that I listen to this and I'm just, I've driven through our, I mean, literally it's like, oh, okay, white chick, you exist.
This is
cool,
a
bye.
Smart,
like,
strategic,
what is a wall going to do?
Steel barrier.
Nothing, because the wall that he's proposed, the last one I saw, they showed how it was easily broken and cut within like 30 seconds with simple tools.
Not only that, there's so many more endemic problems. It's beyond just a physical wall.
Crossings go way, way
down. There's a million points of data about how it doesn't work, it can't work, and different parts of the world and here. The land rights issues are ridiculous, the environmental issues. This is just not a viable solution. It's a very expensive,
San Diego,
unviable
used to have
solution.
The most illegal border crossings,
but that fear,
in our
fear,
country.
Fear, and build the wall
in
chant.
In response, a strong security wall
masses
was
hammered.
Put in place.
It's sad.
This powerful barrier almost completely ended illegal crossings. The border city of El Paso, Texas, used to have extremely high rates of violent crime, one of the highest in the entire country. And
no, absolutely 100% bullshit. That's just not right.
No.
That's just not accurate. I mean, you want to talk about Stockton, you want to talk about places, you know, Southern California, sure, but don't talk to me about El Paso.
One of the safest cities in our country. Simply put, walls work and walls save
lives. The people in that room should all be better educated on this than to clap for that live.
Look at that. There's like a sea of what of women wearing
so
white not
together, compromise and reach a deal that will truly make America safe. As we work to defend our people's safety, we must also ensure our economic resurgence continues at a rapid pace.
Great, educate our kids.
More from
make schools safe.
Economy.
You want to worry about safety and security? Bring it to the schools. Provide services for mental health and other things that are needed so that we can continue to have citizens that are educated and stable-minded and they can progress forward and help with this economic boost that you want.
Wait, who are they clapping for? Oh, they're clapping for women.
Yes. But that's also because women have helped themselves. It's because of things like Emily's List. That's why we have so many women in Congress now. It's not because of anything that men like him have done. It's because of all the things and the efforts have been going on for the last hardcore 20 years.
All Americans can be proud.
I don't want to listen to this man take any credit for that.
That we have more women in the workforce than ever before.
Well, it's also because you have to have two incomes to survive in the country.
And, yeah, and women, if they want to have children, they have to immediately go back to work, unlike civilized countries like Germany or you know, other countries where they can spend one or two years with that child.
Now, to be fair, this probably came from his daughter, which is fine. I don't actually have as many issues with her as a lot of people do.
After Congress passed the constitutional amendment giving women the right to vote, we also have more women serving in Congress than
he looked at them and said, you weren't supposed to do that. What the actual fuck?
Well, he wanted to.
I mean, just that action itself was.
Oh, and there's the Trump children.
Where's mine? Oh, there she is. So we worked really hard to get Sinema elected here in Arizona. The first female senator in Arizona for bisexual woman, openly bisexual woman, elected to Senate, I believe now.
Yep.
Not that that's why I voted for her, but
that's great. Very great. And congratulations. That's great. As part of our
you did such a good job. That's nice. Is that really what that just was right now?
We are launching the first government-wide initiative focused on economic empowerment for
women. Look at you all dressed up and doing politics. That's really what that sounded like.
That was probably the most condescending thing I've heard in a
while. To build on our incredible economic success, one priority is paramount: reversing decades of calamitous trade policies.
Oh, Lord. Here we go with trade policies.
We're now making it clear to China that after years of targeting our industries and stealing our intellectual property, the theft of American jobs and wealth has come to an end. Therefore, we recently imposed tariffs on $250 billion of Chinese goods, and now our Treasury is receiving billions and billions of dollars. But I don't blame China for taking advantage of us. I blame our leaders and representatives for allowing this travesty to happen. I have great respect for President Xi, and we are now working on a new trade deal with China. But it must include real structural change to end unfair trade practices, reduce our chronic trade deficit, and protect American jobs.
I don't know how much more she can take. She's looking rough.
Another historic trade blunder was the catastrophe known as NAFTA.
No, NAFTA was stupid.
I have met the men and women of Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Indiana, New Hampshire, and many other states whose dreams were shattered by the signing of NAFTA. For years, politicians promised them they would renegotiate for a better deal. But no one ever tried until now.
Not true. Actually wrong.
U.S.
Not
Mexico,
not
Canada agreement.
Just not accurate.
The USMCA will replace NAFTA and deliver for American workers like they haven't had delivered to for a long time. I hope you can pass the USMCA into law so that we can bring back
and this one's
our
not
manufacturing
that different.
Jobs in even greater numbers. Expand
no, but I think it actually weakens some protections,
protect
if I remember, if I think about it,
and ensure that
so that American factories can do bad things, but it's okay, versus, you know, going, if I remember correctly, it weakens.
USA.
So yeah, the money pouring into our treasury from the tariffs is from American companies, by the way.
Well, it's not just China. That. Yeah, it's most economists highlight that extra revenue is paid for by American companies importing
tonight,
Chinese products into the United States. Plus, China has retaliated with tariffs of $110 billion worth of U.S. goods, such as pork and whiskey.
So that if another country places an unfair tariff on an American product, we can charge them the exact same tariff on the exact same product that they sell to us.
Which is a null. Can you math, bro?
Both parties should be able to unite for a great rebuilding of America's crumbling infrastructure.
Oh, yeah.
Not
we
fair
never...
trade. Fucking fair trade. People learn how to negotiate. Not it's all bad deal, good deal. I'm trying to take advantage of you, and that's, I think, the danger of this, like,
I know that
business
Congress
and president,
is eager to pass
president, same
an
thing.
Infrastructure bill.
Bullshit. That's not
and
how this works.
And I am eager to work with you on legislation to deliver new and important infrastructure investment including investments in the cutting edge industries of the future.
Isn't those all private instead of it being government?
This is a necessity. The next major priority for me and for all of us should be to lower the cost of health care and prescription drugs and to protect patients with pre-existing conditions.
Isn't that called Medicare for All at that point? I mean, wouldn't that just solve the problem? Medicare for All? Free health care, free medicines.
Already as a result of my administration's efforts in 2018, drug prices experienced their single largest decline in 46 years.
That's why it cost $1,000 to buy an EpiPen.
I was going to say, and how much, is he just going to take credit for everything?
We must do more. It's unacceptable that Americans pay vastly kinda more than people countries for the exact same place. This is wrong. This is unfair. And together,
some of that decline had to do with the fact that we had a shady douchebag that finally got put to fucking task for drug price. Like, but how long did people let that, that problem go on?
Asking Congress to pass legislation that finally takes on the problem of global freeloading and delivers fairness and price transparency for American patients, finally.
What is freeloading?
We should also require drug companies, insurance companies, and hospitals to disclose real prices to foster.
Drug prices haven't dropped. Price increases have slowed.
Way down.
And it's hard to say what's driving that. Price hikes also leveled in 2007, 2012, and those proved temporary.
No force in history has done more to advance the human condition than American freedom. In recent years,
we've destabilized the entire Middle East. That's what we've done in the recent.
In recent years, we have made remarkable progress in the fight against HIV and AIDS. Scientific breakthroughs have brought a once distant dream within reach. My budget will ask Democrats and Republicans to make the needed commitment to eliminate the HIV epidemic in the United States within 10 years. We have made incredible strides, incredible.
I hope that's true. I really do.
Together we will defeat AIDS in America and beyond.
There's a handful of things here that surprisingly Democrats have backed.
Tonight I am also asking you to join me in another fight that all Americans can get behind, the fight against childhood cancer.
What?
Childhood cancer.
Is he implying someone's for it? I think I'm missing.
Yeah, I'm for joining childhood Melania, cancer. I think all kids should get cancer.
I'm totes cool with kids not getting cancer.
10-year-old girl, Grace Eline.
This is literally just like, every let birthday. Me parade. Like, this is the weird. This is. Am let I. Me, it,
no, you're right. This is like parading the sick. The
I don't remember State of the Unions being like this. Now, to be fair, I have generally avoided his because I just can't stomach it. So I just don't watch them. I just read them later. But
Hi, Grace.
I mean, yeah, you have a couple mention somebody honorary, every but birthday, that's not what this is about. It's not the. I guess maybe it is. It's the parade. The parade.
St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
Lots of presidents, several presidents have used, might like people like that, that they invite because they only get a handful of invites and they use them in their narrative.
A couple. This is like a lot.
Immediately she began radiation treatment. At the same time, she rallied
the
community and raised more than $40,000
heart-stringy. They're
for
not,
the fight against cancer.
It's so that we can't completely hate him in his speech.
Well, yeah, because he's talking about all of this over here, and this is my agenda, but let me parade these people over here and make you feel sad for what happened to them, or feel good about...
And by the way, I want to say for childhood cancer, you know, for those people who think I'm not.
Her doctors and nurses cheered. They loved her. They still love her. With tears in their eyes... As she
I mean, it'd be kind of shitty if they didn't love her anymore. That'd be weird.
It would be totally weird. Chemo.
She's just happy. And I'm glad for her. You know, don't get me. She is.
I just want to know how we're going to work on this HIV/AIDS situation when you can't even talk about condoms in schools. Just say it.
Many
childhood cancers have not.
I didn't want to bring that up while we were talking about childhood cancer, but it's apparently it's going to be on this for longer than I thought.
$500 million over the next 10 years to fund this critical life-saving research.
Ban fetal tissue research, which we need for the vaccine.
Are we going to actually, does this mean that we're going to let them actually look at stem cells that aren't even controversial and actually allow the research that needs to happen to happen? Oh, is that what we're going to do? Cool.
That would be too much science.
I am also proud to be the first.
No, it's going to be thoughts and prayers.
Include in my budget a plan for nationwide paid family.
I want those things to happen.
So that every new
absolutely
things happening.
To bond but that's
that
exactly it.
Their newborn child.
Really? That would be something.
That'd be Ivanka. That'd be Ivanka's push.
There could be no greater contrast to the beautiful image.
Absolutely true.
Of a mother holding her infant child.
I have to say, I everybody gets mad at me for this, but she's done a lot of good work in her time, and she's spent a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of effort on some things that I am very, very behind.
Of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments from birth. These are living, feeling, beautiful babies who will never get the chance to share their love and their dreams with the world. And then we had the case...
It's already illegal.
Where he stated he would execute a baby after birth.
I can't believe you went right from how crappy our FMLA is and fixing it to this bullshit.
Every person, I am asking Congress to pass legislation.
Oh, really? You have to focus on that guy?
Abortion of children who can feel pain in the mother's womb.
Okay.
I'm going to let you two handle this one.
I just want to understand why we have to have this conversation. You're like, oh, paid family leave. That's something that's very important. Also, something that's illegal, let's talk about that like it's happening, you know, on every freaking clinic in the nation all
right.
the time.
It's a play on fears. It's and is that further dividing? He was going to talk about unity, and then he does this. Let's talk about something that's already illegal.
Ripped from their womb moments before birth. It's called a fucking C-section.
Well, no, yeah, exactly.
That's not a fucking abortion, you asshole. Truth. Like,
all children, born and unborn, are made.
Then, you know, you can't do that. Oh, let the mother die. Then we don't have to pay the family medical leave. Is that your idea? You fucktard.
Oh, my agenda is to protect American security. Over the last 2 years, we have begun to fully rebuild the United States military with $700 billion last year and $716
billion
this year. We are also getting other nations to pay their fair share. Finally.
Oh, is he on that again?
War machines.
Yeah.
He didn't get his parade, so.
The military didn't want to do it.
For years, the United States.
So apparently, he's going after the evangelical voters and moderates.
My friend,
yeah, says this is what this whole abortion bullshit is about. I mean,
members of NATO. But now we have secured, over the last couple of years, more than $100 billion of increase in defense spending from our NATO allies. They said it couldn't be done.
That's because they're afraid of Russia because you're in your pocket. Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, to be fair, he brought up the Virginia governor and, like, yeah, he's in a rough spot over that shit. But that's not what this is about. That's not.
My administration, we will never apologize for advancing America's interests. For example, decades ago, the
United Star Wars
States
again.
Entered into a treaty with
I
Russia,
seriously fucking
in which
feel
we
like
agreed to limit
got
and reduce our missile capability.
I'm so triggered. I'm
while
sorry.
We followed
I really,
the
literally
agreement
am.
And the rules.
Like, this is why I can't fucking
letter.
Even play Fallout. Because
Russia
I grew up with this nuclear threat. And now we're
terms.
Abandoning those treaties and talking
years.
About it. Missile defense
that is
system
why
like
I
Reagan?
Announced that the United States
I did not want my kids to have to
withdrawing from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty.
Just wonder when someone's going to push the button.
Treaty. Perhaps.
Wait. Where we're from the.
Whoa.
Who is clapping for that? Getting out of the. Why do we need more nuclear weapons?
Really no
oh my God.
So we can build his fucking hotel in Moscow.
Negotiate a different agreement, adding China and others. Or perhaps we can't, in which case we will outspend and out innovate all others by far.
Oh. We're starting a new Cold War. That's absolutely wonderful.
I don't even exactly. want to talk about the international ramifications of these conversations.
As part of a bold new diplomacy, we continue our historic push for peace on the Korean Peninsula.
Putin's already
peninsula.
Announced that
our
the list of stuff they're into developing again now because they're suspending
nuclear
that treaty.
Testing has stopped, and there has not been a missile launch in more than 15 months.
We are seriously going to end up in a fucking arms race because
of
this asshole.
States, we would right now, in my opinion, be in a major war with North Korea.
Oh, you've got to be. It's North Korea. They're fucking starving to death. I dropped my lighter. I am so upset.
My relationship with Kim Jong-un is a good one. Chairman Kim and I will meet
Little Rocket Man
again on
we know
February
you love him.
27th and 28th in Vietnam.
Oh my God,
okay.
What is it over? I'm starting to get really upset.
2 weeks ago, the United States officially recognized the legitimate government of Venezuela and its new president, Juan Guaido.
Oh, there's the. There's a. He's a dictator. That's great.
We stand with the Venezuelan people in their noble quest for freedom, and we condemn the brutality of the Maduro regime, whose socialist policies have turned that nation from being the wealthiest in South America into a state of abject poverty and despair.
Whoa, bro, have you actually studied Latin American history?
Here in the United States, we are alarmed by the new calls to adopt socialism in our country.
They're going to show her right now, aren't they?
America was founded on socialism, independence and not government coercion, domination, and control.
That's not what socialism
free,
is.
And we will stay free.
You mean liberty and independence, like socialism?
Yeah. Liberty and independence, not government coercion, domination, and control.
And you know who they show? They show Bernie Sanders. Oh, man, really?
Tonight, how about, like, John Stuart Mill? Is that something wrong with that? You got a problem with that?
America
I'm okay with
never
it.
Never be a socialist country.
He understands that there's a difference between tyrannical fascist and...
No, he's a fascist, remember that. So, you know...
I mean,
one of
really,
the most
this is that Red Scare
set
shit.
Of challenges we face
this is
and have for many years
such a repeat
is in the Middle East. Our approach is based on principle realism.
Yes, socialism did for this country.
The
New Deal
that have
saved
failed
it
for decades to yield progress. For this reason, my administration recognized the true capital of Israel and proudly opened the American embassy.
Here we go. Nicolas Maduro's opponents say his regime failed because it runs more like a corrupt narco mafia state. Exactly. It has nothing to do with socialism.
Oh, look, they're showing Jared while they're talking about Jerusalem as the real capital of Israel.
Our brave
troops, let's just blow up the Middle East while we're at it.
Fighting in the Middle East for almost 19 years. In Afghanistan and Iraq,
his tactics are
nearly 7,000 American heroes have given their lives. More than 52,000 Americans have been badly wounded.
Cut to the guy that's got an injury that we can see on TV. Cut to him, please. Thanks.
In fighting wars in the Middle East. As a candidate for president, I loudly pledged a new approach. Great nations do not fight endless wars.
I'm glad that somebody said it. Afghanistan is not in the Middle East.
Right?
It's in Asia, and we should not be having, you should never have fight a land war in Asia.
ISIS controlled more than 20,000 square miles in Iraq and Syria, just 2 years ago. Today, we have liberated virtually all of the territory from the
grip. We haven't done anything.
These bloodthirsty monsters. Now,
it was the Iraqi troops that
to destroy the
remnants
of ISIS.
We had support troops there.
I know we did, but they were support. It was mostly the Iraqi.
A warm welcome home.
Of strategic targets, but
I have also accelerated our negotiations to reach, if possible, a political settlement in Afghanistan.
Which is still not in the Middle East, just if you were just joining.
Yeah, in case you forgot, still not the Middle East.
Negotiate. Our troops have fought with unmatched valor. And thanks to their bravery, we are now able to pursue a possible political solution.
And I'm sorry, I get real heated when it comes to South America. I was an international politics major, specifically Eastern Europe and South America were my focuses, my foci. So I get really upset when people start throwing stuff around like they understand.
My administration is holding constructive talks with a number of Afghan groups, including the Taliban. As we make progress in these negotiations, we will be able to reduce our troops.
They're negotiating with the Taliban. He just said that.
Fuck it. Bernie's a socialist, so we should free him out, but let's go have negotiations with the Taliban. Totes. It all makes sense now.
We'll achieve an agreement. But we do know that after 2 decades of war,
you should talk to everybody and try to fix this shit.
To at least try.
Wanted
peace.
To hang Obama for that. Like literally, there were the same the most ugliest ads, right?
Mm-hmm.
About negotiating with terrorists just for meeting with foreign leaders. And now he's going to actually negotiate with the Taliban.
Above all, friend and foe alike must never doubt this nation's power and will to defend our people. 18 years ago, violent terrorists attacked the USS Cole, and last month, American forces killed one of the leaders of that attack.
Haven't we killed multiple leaders?
Yeah. Now we're back to the drum beating. Fear, fear, fear. And then there should be maybe one more.
We are honored to be joined tonight by Tom Wibberley.
Imagine that.
Whose son, Navy Seaman Craig Wibberley, was one of the 17 sailors.
There you go. There's the feel good for the
we tragically lost. Tom, we vow to always remember the heroes of the USS Cole. Thank you, Tom.
Oh, that's a short one.
Apparently, he's not as attractive as the daughters and the granddaughters, and then the adorable child that is a survivor. And
my administration has acted decisively to confront the world's leading state sponsor of terror, the radical regime in Iran.
The NRA?
It is a radical regime. Right. They do bad, bad things. To ensure this dictatorship never acquires nuclear weapons, I withdrew the United States from the disastrous Iran nuclear deal.
Oh, that was so stupid of us to do it in the first place. Now he's being proud of it. Oh, God.
And last fall, we put in place the toughest sanctions ever imposed by us on a country. We will not avert our
to Russia.
We can't get inspectors in there anymore, or anything that was keeping them from further developing.
And threatens genocide against the Jewish people. We must never ignore the vile poison of anti-Semitism or those who spread its venomous creed. With one voice, we must confront this hatred anywhere.
Can we confront hatred against any people?
Just
like,
months ago,
all of them.
11 Jewish Americans were viciously murdered in an anti-Semitic attack on the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. SWAT officer Timothy Mattson raced into the gunfire and was shot 7 times chasing down the killer. And he was very successful.
Who was a white supremacist?
Timothy has just had his 12th surgery, and he's going in for many more. But he made the trip to be here with us tonight. Officer Mattson, please.
That is it. But yeah, and don't get me wrong, but you can't link Iran with what happened in Pittsburgh, and that's what he's doing. Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, what happened in Pittsburgh seems a lot more directly related to the hate speech here being empowered.
Mm-hmm.
stuff. I mean, he quotes right-wing extremist hate groups on his Twitter. And then this happens, and he links it to why we have
Iran.
To go to war in Iran.
Yep.
Thank you. We are forever grateful. Thank you very much. Tonight, we are also joined
by some cartwheels.
Pittsburgh survivor, Judah Samet. He arrived at the synagogue as the...
How many times did they make him practice that name, apparently, because he was nervous to say it.
The big pause.
More than seven decades ago, he narrowly survived the Nazi concentration camps. Today is Judah's 81st birthday.
And he's stuck listening to you speak. Oh, that's a wonderful birthday present. Look at that smug face. Oh, my God.
I hate when he makes that face.
He's like a child that's proud of his potty. Dana Gold Star. I'm sorry. It just that's the only thing I can think of. Oh, that's nice. That makes me happy. Yeah, that's a much better 81st birthday than being...
Yeah.
That's nice.
Huh. Yeah, it's pretty beautiful.
He said thank you.
I think he said thank you, everybody.
Judah says he can still remember the exact moment nearly 75 years ago, after 10 months in a concentration camp, when he and his family were put on a train and told they were going to another camp. Suddenly, the train screeched to a very strong halt. A soldier appeared. Judah's family braced for the absolute worst. Then his father cried out with joy, "It's the Americans! It's the Americans!"
And I'm grateful.
Thank you. A second Holocaust survivor who is here tonight, Joshua Kaufman, was a prisoner at Dachau. He remembers watching through a hole in the wall of a cattle car as American soldiers rolled in with tanks. To me, Joshua recalls, the American soldiers were proof that God exists. And they came down from the sky. They came down from heaven. I began this evening by honoring three soldiers who fought on D-Day in the Second World War. One of them was Hermann Zaitchik. But there is more to Hermann's story. A year after he stormed the beaches of Normandy, Hermann was one of the American soldiers who helped liberate Dachau.
All right, I'm going to take this moment to just say it has been a pleasure being here, but I have some obligations that are going to require me to vacate and not be online here. So I'm going to say toodles. And if you absolutely thanks for having me on the
crossover
hearsay.
It's a crossover.
Crossover. Also, if you want to argue with me, you can go to at the Jen says on Twitter. Just go yell at me there. Bye guys.
Bye Jen.
See ya
in the gallery tonight. seated side by side here in the home of American freedom. Herman and Joshua, your presence this evening is very much appreciated. Thank you very much. Thank you. When American soldiers set out beneath the skies over the English Channel in the early hours of D-Day 1944, they were just young men of 18 and 19 hurtling on fragile landing craft toward the most momentous battle in the history of war. They did not know if they would survive the hour. They did not know if they would grow old, but they knew that America had to prevail. Their cause was this nation and generations yet unborn. Why did they do it? They did it for America. They did it for us. Everything that has come since our triumph over communism, our giant leaps of science and discovery, our unrivaled progress towards equality and justice, all of it is possible thanks to the blood and tears and courage and vision of the Americans who came before. Think of this Capitol. Think of this very chamber where lawmakers before you voted to end slavery, to build the railroads and the highways, and defeat fascism, to secure civil rights, and to face down evil empires. Here tonight, we have legislators from across this magnificent republic. You have come from the rocky shores of Maine and the volcanic peaks of Hawaii, from the snowy woods of Wisconsin and the red deserts of Arizona, from the green farms of Kentucky and the golden beaches of California. Together, we represent the most extraordinary nation in all of history. What will we do with this moment? How will we be remembered? I ask the men and women of this Congress, look at the opportunities before us. Our most thrilling achievements are still ahead. Our most exciting journeys still await. Our biggest victories are still to come. We have not yet begun to dream. We must choose whether we are defined by our differences or whether we dare to transcend them. We must choose whether we squander our great inheritance or whether we proudly declare that we are Americans. We do the incredible. We defy the impossible. We conquer the unknown. This is the time to reignite the American imagination. This is the time to search for the tallest summit and set our sights on the brightest star. This is the time to rekindle the bonds of love and loyalty and memory that link us together as citizens, as neighbors,
it's safe to say he's wrapping
as
up.
Patriots.
Yeah, it's safe to say that.
So he did announce a state of emergency. There's
our
that.
Fate. and our choice to make. I am asking you to choose greatness.
So let's close this out. So,
okay.
No matter the challenges to come,
we must close that out on my end.
We must keep.
So overall, he basically lied a lot.
We must keep freedom alive.
There were some good things. Don't get me wrong. I would love for him to do some of those things, but how he conflated certain things. Yeah, that we're going on our podcast. We will definitely have to break that down and everything. So, but I want to thank you for inviting me onto your and Jen's podcast tonight to watch this.
Yeah, and I'm sorry my participation was a little disjointed, but I was having technical stuff. I did make sure it sounded okay in the stream, so the podcast will sound okay. But in my ears, you don't even want to know what I could hear. It was awful. For our listeners, I will go ahead and have some links in the stream, including to the Politico.com interactives, which is really a fantastic way to... It's got the entire transcript of the State of the Union, as well as expert correspondence comments that were being written during it. So thanks again for joining me, Barney. Everyone, please feel free to chime in by emailing us at geekgrills@gmail.com or to Barney and I at heresyandhearsay@gmail.com. Give me a ring at 508-474-5577. You can also tweet us at geekgrills or at heresyandhearsay. Remember, you can always come watch us record live the Geek Grills at twitch.tv/geekgrills on Tuesday evenings. The next one will be February 12th at 5:30 p.m. Barney, when's the next Heresy and Hearsay?
We are going to Thursday. We'll try to do Thursday.
Thursday
we'll have
afternoon.
To talk about
it. Yeah, Thursday afternoon. Our Twitter and our Facebook pages to get the update on that scheduling exactly. So anyone... leave us reviews on iTunes. We appreciate that. You can find me at 9of12 on Twitter and Twitch. Where can people find you?
You can find me at Seth Roth II on Twitter, and you can follow me, and you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, YouTube, all of that. You'll find
and website.
and our website for Heresy and Hearsay. So, and also Patreon.
And our guest that's a, or our guest, our host from Geek Grills that was at Disney and unable to join us tonight, Linda, can be found on Twitch as True Noob. It's TRUN00B. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
Good game.
And bless your heart.